Thank you for the kind words expressed at the beginning regarding my late mother and regarding me. And I wanted to say that, Ed and I have been friends for a long time. We met in September of 1966, 50 years in September. It's a golden friendship, which I created. We went to Cal together and we graduated from Cal High School, and when we graduated together from Canisius College. So we were in different programs, but we were there. And I want to say that Father Monsignor and I have worked out a little schedule here. Monsignor's going to take my prayer book and go with family, his family, to the cemetery. And I'm going to go to the parish center to welcome anyone who's here who's going to go to the parish center and not the cemetery. The coffee will be available and I will be there. So I look forward to seeing as many as possible there at the center. And then when family returns and maybe people who are with them return, we'll have lunch. The parish center, in case you don't know, there's a red brick building right here that's under construction. It's being renovated for the school, but now it's going to be the park building. And then beyond it is a yellow brick building. There's a sideboard facing the building that's being renovated. Please go to that door, go down, and the lunch will be held on the lower level of the yellow brick building, which is our parish center. Thank you.
God of endless ages, from one generation to the next, you have been our refuge and our strength. Before the mountains were born, before the earth came to be, you are God. Have mercy now, your faithful servant John, whose long life was spent in your service. Give him a place in your kingdom, where hope is firm for all who love, and rest is sure for all who serve. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Keep John, take John Paul from this place of rest. John Paul, in the name of whom you have been preparing, the arms come to welcome you and take the holy city, the new and eternal Jerusalem. May your soul full of all the faithful departed, with the mercy of God rest in you.